Fresh off a trip from New Orleans in the Super Bowl, it's Texans chairman and CEO Bob McNair. Good to talk with you. We kind of do this every year at this time. And let's start there. You're in the Superdome watching things. What'd you think of what you saw as it pertains to the Texans? What were you thinking about there?
I was thinking we need to be there. Yeah. That was the main thought. But those are two good teams. They're both balanced. And really, they try to do things in a way that's quite similar to what we do, and that is they both have good running games, they both have good defense, and they both have the ability to throw the ball, so it's a well-balanced attack, and you know, that's what we try to do.
What sort of stuff did you talk about with folks? Because you got there on Thursday, so you see all manner of people from the league, but what feedback were you getting about the Texans?
Well, everybody talks about what a great organization we have and how good our team is and how much they respect us. And, you know, just they thought we had a super season. And, of course, we did have a very good season. We improved over the prior year. But, you know, we're disappointed because we weren't in the Super Bowl, but it was still a very good year.
Yeah, that's the goal every single year, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But one of the big Texans stories out of the weekend was J.J. Watt winning the Defensive Player of the Year. Not a surprise. I mean, a historical season in football terms. You talked with him afterwards, I imagine. What sort of stuff did he have to say, and what's the limit for him?
Well, that's a good question as to what the limit is. And going forward, you know, I don't want fans to expect each year that if he got 20 and a half sacks this year, next year he's going to get 22, and next year he's going to get 24. I mean,
right. It
doesn't work that way. A lot of it depends upon the opportunity and who else is playing out there with him. But I think he's going to continue to get better, and we'll be seeing that, but it won't necessarily be reflected in the stats. So people shouldn't expect that. But he's going to be a Pro Bowl player, you know, all pro. And if he continues this, you know, he'll be one of the guys that's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any doubt.
How enthused are you about the return of Brian Cushing and what that might mean for J.J. Watt for the rest of the front seven?
Well, it means a lot. Number one, Brian was the emotional leader. He was captain of the defense. And he just had this great enthusiasm and spirit, and it lifted the other players on the team, and they played better. So it wasn't just the loss of a guy at one position. It was also a reduced enthusiasm, perhaps, on the part of other players around him. And so to get him back is really good. Now, we need to recognize that with the type of injury he had, players, when they first come back from that type of injury, they're not going to have, you know, quite the same speed that they had before the injury. It takes some time. It might take him 6 months. It might take him all year before he gets back to where he was before the injury. But he'll still be out there. He'll still be playing hard. He'll be, you know, a great addition to our defense. And we're excited about having him back. And he's doing great. His rehab's going great. He's ahead of schedule. And he's going to be fine. But these things take time. And a lot of times people think, well, he's gotten his medical clearance, he's going to come back, and automatically he's going to be
right. Just
the way he was before, and it doesn't work that way.
You know, this year, or this time last year, we were saying many of the same things about Matt Schaub and his rehab. Leads the Texans to 12 wins, a playoff win, comes up short like the rest of the team does at New England. What are your thoughts on Matt and supporting him and some of the feedback and criticism that he's been getting lately?
Well, I don't think it's justified. I think Matt had a good year, and I think all of us need to play better when the limelight is brighter, and we didn't do that. But that wasn't just Matt. I mean, you know, we got 53 people on that team, and everybody needs to step it up, and we need to step it up. I need to do better. Everybody needs to do better in this organization to get us there. Matt has all the ability in the world. We haven't said that he was, quote, the best quarterback in the league. He's certainly one of the top 10, and we've said that all along. We feel that way. And he can be, you know, one of the top five. I think he has the ability to do that. He hasn't quite gotten there yet, but that's not to say that he won't get there. And I think the injury that he had did slow him down some. He was probably in the back of his mind a little concerned about re-injuring that foot, and we certainly didn't want to see that happen. And he's going to work hard in the off season on improving his foot speed, and I think that will help him.
Yeah, the goal here is always to win the Super Bowl. What's the off season goal to help make that happen? What do you see happening in free agency and the draft?
Well, we number one, we're going to go back and analyze. We're going to look at New England. How is it that New England beat us twice? What did they do that was different? What was it that we could have done that might have been different? You know, how is it that Baltimore beat them twice, and we beat Baltimore by 30 points? And so is it that Baltimore is doing something different than we're doing? Are they on offense or on defense? Do they have a different wrinkle? What is that difference? And, you know, we've got to play Baltimore again. We've got to play New England again. We've got Denver. And, we've just got to analyze everything we're doing in any place that we think we didn't perform where we wanted to perform. We've got to change that and get that performance up. So that's the sort of thing that we're doing now. Then that leads you to the next question, and that is, okay, in order to do that, do we have adequate personnel, or do you know, what are our priorities? Do we need, another defensive back? So mm-hmm. when we, play nickel defense, we're stronger. And if people are going to do this dinking and dunking on these short passes, we need to be able to cover those better. Do we need more speed at linebacker? Do we need a little more pass rush? Ball catching ability in the secondary? Do we need something on offense? We know we need another wide receiver to add some more speed there. We got an offensive line that we want to see improve, and the young guys are going to improve. At running back, we're in good shape. We have good depth. We think we're in good shape at quarterback. And at tight end, I think we're in good shape there. So, we've got some spots where we can use some more players, and when we get through with our analysis, that'll help us set our priorities.
Yeah, it's a laundry list of things. Thank goodness this team won 12 games and a playoff game in addition to that. Last thing, what do you do? What's your role in all this process as far as how the draft preparation goes?
Well, my role is to meet with Rick and with Cal and with Gary and the coaches and go through this analysis and make sure that we're all thinking clearly and that we're not overlooking something, and that we have come to a consensus as to what it is that we need to do or where we need to make changes. And then Rick and his people will go out and work hard and get all the information on the players out there, and the coaches will work with them to try to get the right player at the right position. And it's a group effort, and we've got good people in place, and they're going to do a great job.
We're looking forward to it. We thank you so much for your time, and look forward to talking to you again really soon.
Great. Thank you, Drew.